Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Burns is our guest. He's our new friend, the co-author of Big Shifts Ahead, Demographic Clarity for Businesses. Folks, I encourage you to check this book out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. It's one of the most, John, I got to tell you, it's one of the books I'm the most excited about this year.
All right, well, thanks, Jim.
Of all the ones that we've introduced our folks to. Okay, we're talking about demographics. John gave us an interesting tour of how to think about demographics in the last segment. John, I have been fascinated by, or anticipating, maybe I should say, I've been anticipating a fascination with demographics, the impact of demographics on real estate, on the rental market, on the ownership market, on the resale market, on the resale of certain types of houses. In my opinion, over the next 20 years, there can be some fascinating and interesting, which is not to say always positive, impacts. What do you think?
Well, that's why I wrote that. That's what I do. I've got a large real estate business. We work for all the biggest home builders and land developers in the country, a lot of the hedge funds and private equity groups that play the industry. Everybody's been somewhat surprised about the lack of recovery we've had thus far.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much anecdotal information, it turned out excuses. We really dug in. So now you're talking about something I talk about 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. So we'll share it with us.
So, first of all, I think where should I get started? Household formations. So, we typically form about 1.2 to 1.5 million households per year. We've been forming half of that for 10
mm-hmm.
years. And
the kids are waiting longer to form households, aren't they?
Right.
Even though there are more of them than the last generation.
Well, exactly. So, there are 44 million kids born in the 80s and 44 million kids born in the 90s. Bigger than any decade before that. So that mm-hmm. there are the numbers of 41 million born in the 1970s. So they're quite a bit bigger. But what people don't appreciate is, and I'll say this, it sounds stupid, the baby boomers were extremely unique. Why are baby boomers expecting their kids to be like them when
right.
they were extremely unique?
Right.
So no generation before the baby boomers, no generation around the rest of the world left their house before they needed to, or before they got married,
mm-hmm.
or started at such a young age, and these kids aren't doing that either.
I worked full time and put me and my wife through college.
You weren't living with your parents.
No, that's my point. But I'm only saying that because that wasn't unique. I mean, it wasn't because I was a prodigy. That was happening all over the place.
Well, and you were married, so
yeah.
So the only thing that's really what's the same is that people are staying with their parents because it's financially smart.
Right.
What's different is, hey, we're just getting married later and having kids later.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shift. So the demand is coming. It's just coming later.
But see, and that's what's causing the slowdown right now, right? There's like a lull. There's a gap. There's there's elasticity in the market right now.
Right. There's a lot of things going on, but that's one of the things that's causing the gap. The other is a recession is severe, as we just went through. It takes a hell of a long time to recover.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't, particularly in real estate, did not appreciate that. So you go to big construction markets like Atlanta, Vegas, or Phoenix.
Right.
Those markets still aren't fully recovered.
Would you agree with me, though, that this recovery didn't have to take 8 years, that there were some artificial headwinds put up by anti-business policies out of Washington that could have caused the economy to come back? And the only reason I'm bringing it up is not to be political, but to say that I think the demographics were impacted by by bad government policies. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to stay relatively apolitical with you, too, but to say that some government policies with good intentions had the negative effects you're talking about.
And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to notice I didn't mention any names or parties. I'm just saying I just wonder about that part. Anyway, I want to ask you a question. What do you think the millennial, what kind of a, so let's say we've got a millennial right now who's 30. What kind of a house do you think the millennial will want when that person is 45 and has three kids?
So one of the biggest shifts, we wrote an entire chapter on this, is if that's a millennial couple, because you really don't buy a house until you get married.
Right.
She is becoming increasingly more likely to earn more money than him.
Mm-hmm.
And also they're dual-income households. So this notion that one of them, particularly if she's the breadwinner, is going to commute 45 minutes and spend the day 45 minutes away from where the kids are in school, is a dying notion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the reasons why subdivision construction has not come back, because that tends to be where the land is in the outlying areas.
Right.
And we've just seen far less demand.
Well, see, that's what I've been concerned about. And when the baby boomers over the last 40 years, 50 years or so, you bought a house, you paid $100,000 for it, you kept it 25 years, you sold it for $300,000 or $400,000. Aren't those days gone 20 years over the next 20 years?
No, I think those days are still coming back.
Really?
Price appreciation is there. Yeah, in fact, one of the things that...
But you just got through saying that the millennials are not going to want to go buy those houses in the
subdivision. Okay, well, that's one of the generalizations I'm trying to combat.
Okay.
I didn't say they're not going to buy them. I said they're less likely
Okay, all right. And so we're going to talk about this some more. We got a lot more to talk about with John Burns. This is fascinating stuff. Also, the big question. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.